Okay, there's one more poem I'd like to read here. It's about 3 pages. But I should ask a vote of confidence from the floor. Are you up to 3 pages? It's kind of fragmentary, and at certain points other voices come in, especially near the end, so it may be hard to put together. There's a Greek word on the first page called theotokos, which is a word the Byzantines used for the God-bearer, which is the name they use for the Blessed Virgin Mary. The name of the poem is Anesthesia, and it's not, in fact, directly related to anesthesia with me, but it was a kind of prophetic poem in that sense. I was under anesthesia within a year of writing it. All those right angles, the intestines of a horse block, and the stomach. You have to shoot him. Yellow sweater mother Mary holding him. The tiny god on her knees, erect, hands reaching out to touch us. Theotokos, her eyes huge, parallel divinities. The calmness there. I can feel the muscles in my throat swell and ache in the small of the back. The way an adolescent boy spending the summer in France might see them, the women of Toulouse. The woman in Denny's bar, the gold stomach curved, glistening. Scissors, where are the scissors? He knew how to fake a dive, his feet not wanting to let go, the warm concrete. Concrete, shimmer of light. The smell of paint suffocating. He stood, blue paint, moving the brush in circles around him. Canada, his 13th new year, fresh blood and day-old coke. The tables in the bar sticky, like his hands after he touched himself. Then stripped to the waist, skiing, with his dark-chinned friend, whose father owned gold mines. 3-inch bars, St. Joseph Lead Company, stamped on the faces. The whiskey-voiced man, leaning over the desk to hand him the bars. His very own now, the smell, reminding him of the Grenadier Guards, the way the small figures toppled on the rug. Nights at the garden, the indoor track meets. He looked down on the world champion, jumpers, pole vaulters, each one leaving the small circle to stand a while, eyes on the bar, clouds of cigar smoke between them. The ball came back each time he hurled it against the yellow plaster. A wall like his childhood, demolished, smoke billowing from his bed. A woman in black satin, staring at him from the well-thumbed mirror. Himself he saw, the other half deep in the bruised shadows, lips sticking nervously to the cigarette paper. Is that you in there? The accordion bobbing up and down, at their feet almost, a half mile from the beach club, fishing rods, the water stopped. We'd better get you to the hospital. But I was sure that was you singing, Mom. You're going to be all right. Ask your father. I still like the thing of you use a wheelchair. So anyway, I don't know how embarrassed she was. She came back with something like, maybe you should say he has a certain degree of crippling. She said it in a funnier way than that. the sense of your using the wheelchair gave the kind of impression that should be given. I didn't go through some sort of women's lib thing when she's introducing me in terms of you, my husband. It's so disconcerting to be in my field. My own field as a teacher, and to be introduced by one teacher to another as the wife of. When my husband's being described as a poet, I can take that. But then when she describes him as an invalid, I just had to, you know, stop her. The other guy picked up on that right away. Invalid, he said. Thank you.